Joining us now is Bill Ballinger, editor and publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. So, Bill, this information about Mike Brown cutting the pay and benefits of the mayor and the city council, it came out late in the afternoon on Friday, so it didn't really make it into the news cycle. Do you think that was a calculated decision?
Well, it may not have made it into the news cycle in Ann Arbor or Grand Rapids or the rest of Michigan, but they sure know about it in Flint. And I must say, it's kind of an incredible scenario up here. The mayor and the council, I'm not going to say they sound like they're happy that their pay has been cut, but they're very accepting. And everything has been extremely positive in Flint about Michael Brown being appointed and everything that he's done so far.
So what kind of reactions are you getting? You're saying they're positive. Are you surprised by that reaction?
I'm a little surprised. I didn't expect it to be as hostile as we are seeing the Detroit situation being described right now, and what would be the reaction of everybody down there if the governor should move into Detroit the way he's moved into Flint. But I didn't expect it to be quite as, I'm not going to say celebratory up here in Flint. I think everybody, including the mayor, including even the people that were fired and people who've had their pay cut, are basically saying, you know, this probably has to be done. We accept it. We want to cooperate. We're all on the same page. We're all working together. We all want to work with Mike Brown. And it's kind of an amazing reaction compared to what you would think the reaction would be based on what you're reading, particularly about Detroit.
Bill, it seems that decision to cut the pay and benefits for the mayor and the city council so early in the process is a political one, not necessarily an economic one.
No question. Absolutely. You're right. And he said as much. He said, I want to send a message that all the sacrifice that's going to have to be made here in Flint has got to start at the top. It's going to be shared at the top just as much as everybody else in the rank and file. The top cats are getting it right in the neck right off the bat.
Well, you said the mayor and the city council seem to be taking these early decisions in stride. What about reactions from people living in the city? Are they positive about these early decisions?
It's hard to imagine everybody could be dancing in the streets over this kind of draconian cutting that's going on. But I just have to say that there has been an amazing degree of acceptance in Flint by the citizenry, as far as I can see it, certainly by the top elected officials, by commentators, observers of the political scene in Flint, about what Mike Brown is doing. And for that matter, let's keep in mind who Mike Brown is. Mike Brown was the acting mayor of Flint for 6 months, just about 4 years ago. And in fact, at that time, people felt he was doing such a good job that they really wanted him to run for mayor. Basic thing is that Mike Brown is a known commodity in Flint. He's known by all the major players, and he's respected. And it sounds like everybody wants to be as cooperative as possible.